This is the Get Better Everyday podcast with Matt Gouget. Actionable advice from real-life superheroes who, just like you, are in relentless pursuit of the best version of themselves. Whether you're just getting started or have been at it for years, my hope is that this podcast injects you with some positive energy to continue doing what brings you joy. Join me as I interview the best of the best in business, sports, and life. Let's grow together.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm KJ.
And we're the producers of the Get Better Everyday podcast.
Do you like podcasts? Well, then hit us up. IkePodcastNetwork.com. We'll help you build your show.
All right, Get Better Everyday podcast with Matt Gouget. I'm excited today. I have Phoebe Trotman, athlete, entrepreneur, author. Really excited to talk about some of the things that were in your book. Talk about resilience. We're in a, you know, economy where a lot of people, I'm sure, are dealing with some hard things. So resilience is important. Where do you want to start, Phoebe? Tell us a little bit about who you are.
For sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Matt. I mean, I love the name of your podcast, Get Better Every Day, because that's so powerful and it's so important for lifelong success in all areas, is just really to keep working on getting better every single day. So I grew up in suburbs of Vancouver, Canada, started playing soccer at a very, very young age, mostly because my older brother played. So I was the little sister getting tagged along at the field. And I was like, I want to play too. And absolutely fell in love with the sport. I started off playing on an all-boys team, and I was only little girl of color too, so it was an interesting experience. But at the end of the day, we were just young players wanting to play and win games, and so we had a great experience, and I've played straight through. I've had a lot of success on the soccer field as an athlete, playing university, playing semi-pro after that, and continued on to play, and then I also decided to jump in the world of entrepreneurship. And here we are 17 years later as an entrepreneur and absolutely loving it, grateful. Lots of bumps in the road, lots of challenges, lots of pivots, and just, again, working on being better every single day as well.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love talking to athletes because, you know, there's so much stuff that translates from the field to business, from being an athlete to an entrepreneur. And, you know, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. There's going to be games you lose. There's going to be games you win. There's going to be times you play great. There's going to be other times where you can't do anything right. So tell us a little bit about maybe your start in entrepreneurship, because I think that, you know, listeners might be just starting on something or thinking about starting an entrepreneurial journey. How did that start for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I actually started, I was working full-time at a university, at a computer company, basically doing the content for online learning programs, very uninspired at my job. And so I started side projects. I started a coaching company for kids with a teammate of mine. I started an event connection company just to kind of bring the Caribbean community together. I started learning about real estate investing because I wanted to create this passive income that I started learning about. And so I was juggling all these balls in the air. And then I started a network marketing company, mostly because I was going to use the product. Like the product was something I could use for my other businesses, if you will. And I was doing all this in the pockets of my day while I was working. I, you know, asked my boss what to do today, and he'd give me a list. I'd finish it quickly. I finished it well, though. It wasn't I rushed it. I just made sure I did it. And then I'd work on my side projects while I was waiting for him to tell me what to do next. And in my mind, I kind of planned that I was just going to continue on this path. And then once my income from my other businesses were what I wanted it to be, then I'll transition into full-time as an entrepreneur. However, it didn't quite work out as I had planned in my mind, what life sometimes does. And one day he came in my office, he told me that the company was going bankrupt and we were all going to be laid off. And so it was in that moment that I really had to kind of, you know, a roller coaster of emotions. If anyone's ever been laid off, roller coaster for sure. One minute you're kind of like, sweet, don't have to go to work, you know, but the next minute you're like, okay, well, what now? Because we have bills to pay. We have, you know. And so in that, I kind of paused and went, well, what do I want my life to look like? Because I did have options that I could explore further. And when I realized, you know, I wanted to have control of my time, I wanted to be able to work from anywhere, if you will, it made sense for me at the time to focus on my network marketing company. And the beginning, there were a lot of bumps in the road. I went from, you know, athletics and working at a job to all of a sudden it's like, you know, even though I was doing stuff on the side, now it's like full time. Like, what do I do in my day? And some days I felt like working. Some days I was like, oh, I don't need to do that today. And so I was very inconsistent with my activity, which led to very inconsistent results. And so I had to really plug into the system, really learn, you know, what it means to be an entrepreneur. I had to take a lot of those skills that I did learn as an athlete, you know, time management, discipline, commitment, and translated that over to the business world. And once I really started dialing into what it takes to build a successful business, which, as you said, a lot of similarities and parallels from as an athlete, then I started to get the results that I was looking for.
Yeah. So much of that resonates with me, you know, being in 100% commission sales universe in the mortgage industry. I see it time and time again. I'm glad you're able to admit, like, hey, I started and I didn't have all the pieces in place to have structure and discipline and consistency, you know. And I think that some people, you know, it takes them longer to recognize that, but it's a special skill to have, to be self-aware enough to know, hey, listen, I didn't get the results I wanted. It probably has something to do with the inputs. It probably has something to do with consistency and whatnot. And, you know, it's easy to plug into a job, clock in, have tasks, do tasks, clock out, go home. When you're an entrepreneur, you have to be disciplined. And like you said, and like I hear so often, people like, I want to be in control. My time, I'm going to work when I want, and I'll be able to show up to, you know, things that I want to do. I can take 2 days off if I want to. That's great. But on the other side of that is, you know, discipline so that this thing actually can sustain and this thing will actually succeed, which to your credit and with, you know, the discipline of being an athlete, I think you figured it out quite quickly. What brought on the book? Because I really want to talk about Never Quit on a Bad Day, Inspiring Stories of Resilience. Such a cool title. Admittedly, I have not read it yet, but what was the thing that motivated the book?
Yeah, you know what? I'm so one thing that I've really been over my years is open to kind of where life moves. At the end of the day, yes, I have goals and dreams, and you know, as long as things are taking me closer to that, I'm open to exploring it. And really, I didn't have a big vision. Like if you asked me last year, would you have a book out? I would have laughed. I'd be like, no, it's not on my list. It's not something. But again, being open, and I had shared with some close friends that I had it on my heart for the last few years. I wanted to create something that would help inspire, encourage people, because I've been encouraged and inspired by so many people over, you know, my journey. And I wasn't really sure what that would look like. And they're the ones who suggested write a book. And I kind of chuckled because I've had people say that before over the years. And I was like, yeah, you know what? There's a lot of great authors out there. I'll let them do that. I'll, you know, look at other paths. And then they kind of circled back to something I shared earlier, is why I had worked so hard to get to the top with of my network marketing company with an incredible team, was because I wanted to show other people they could do it too. And so they shared with me, you know, the same reason I work so hard over there is the same reason I should write a book, because it will inspire people. And so when they said it, like framed it that way, I was like, okay, well, you know what, let me think about it. And I knew if I wrote a book, it had to do two things. Number one, it had to help and inspire people. And number two, I had to feel passionate about it. And that the month before this conversation, I had been incredible honor. I was inducted into the Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame. And in that, we had an interview process, and the interviewer asked me, what is sport giving me? And I shared so many life skills that sport's given me, and incredible highs, like national championships and, you know, player of the year awards and a whole bunch of incredible accolades and accomplishments. That being said, the only reason I've been able to have all those highs are because of the lows, as we talked about, you know, the losing the game, the not getting as much playing time, the not making a team and pushing through that. And when I was simmering on the book idea that night, I was like, that's what I want to highlight. I want to share some of the tough stuff, what people have gone through, what they were able to overcome, what they pushed through, and how they were able to do that to get where they are. So kind of like the story behind what you see in terms of those highlights. And so that night I started getting really excited about it, because I was like, yes, this is what I'm going to do. It'll be incredible to just inspire people. And then I had heard the saying, never quit on a bad day, many, many years ago. And it always stuck with me because it applies to athletics, applies to like just everything that we do, right? It's because oftentimes when we quit something, it's when we're having a bad day and we're emotional and we're frustrated and we're with those negative emotions. And so then I was like, okay, never quit on my, that'd be a really cool title for a book. And I say, I do this thing with God. I call it my open the door, close the door. And so I'm like, okay, God, open the door. If the domain name Never Quit On That Day is available, then I know you're saying, okay, yeah, this is the right path. If it's not, well, I, you know, I threw it out there. And I actually was really expecting it not to be available because it is kind of a saying, you know? And so I went home and I put it in, it was available. And so I was like, okay, this is the direction we're going now. And so here we are. The book came out in July. The response has been incredible in terms of the feedback and reviews. And I'm just so grateful that so many people have been moved by it to take action in their own life.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I mean, because I look around and I know very, you know, successful people across all kinds of different businesses. And every single one of them, once you dig back a few layers, you see awards, you see accolades, you see successful companies. It's because they never gave up. Mm-hmm. And I know plenty of people that if you asked them, they would humbly say, I'm no more special than you or you or you. I just never gave up. And things got tough and we kept going. And, you know, during this market and that market or this challenge and that challenge. So I'd love to hear from you personally, because I'm sure you shared it in the book, and I'm going to pick that up for sure. I always like grabbing a couple copies. I'll read one myself and then I'll figure out like who would really benefit from this book. And I'm sure there's a lot of people in today's current environment, right, that need a little bit of inspiration through stories of resilience. So, yeah, tell us maybe a little bit about some things that you've overcome, you know, from the book or not from the book that you shared, which I know from experience reading this stuff and seeing others, people like I struggled and I overcame is inspiring for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, so one story, so the way the book is set up, it's actually a collection of short stories. So it's myself and I asked some other entrepreneurs just to share, you know, what would you consider a bad day or a bad season, sometime that you wanted to quit on a goal, a dream, your business, whatever. And it's such a varied book. And I love it because I was kind of, when I was putting it out there, I was like, oh, are all the stories going to be very similar? And they're so different. So every person can get value from this book. The one story, I'll give you the short version because I go in more detail in the book, but it was, I decided to share kind of my journey towards hitting the top rank in my company. And it was 2 months of craziness in the sense that a bunch of stuff happened. Like I knew my numbers. I knew what I needed to do. Again, this is many years after I'd gotten started in this business as an entrepreneur. And so I had dialed everything in at this point. I had an incredible team of people and we were working towards, you know, hitting that top rank. And I was two ranks away. And I decided, I was like, I set a goal. I'm going to, like, this has never really been done in our company's history. I'm going to double promote to the second to highest and the top one in this month. And I knew what I needed to do to get to the first one. And so I crunched all the numbers. I was like, I confirmed with company. I said, okay, is this all that needs to be done? Yep. Okay, great. So I knew if I could do that in the first week, the rest of it would take care of itself. And so I went to work. It was confirmed that I had done it. And then I found out the next day, actually, just kidding. No, you haven't done it. And so it was this like crazy rush of emotions because the way our company worked back then, I would have had to complete something in 2 days. I was about to get on a plane to go on a trip. And I was like, before I get on that plane, I'm going to make it happen. Well, plane boarded, hadn't made it happen, purchased Wi-Fi, first time ever, because I'm the person who sleeps on the plane. Like, and I just went to work while I was on the plane. And, you know, thankfully I ended up hitting it. But I'll give you a little bit of this part is that I found out down the road that I actually had indeed hit it. So all the stuff that happened, all those roller coasters, you know, really didn't need to happen. But that's sometimes how life works, right? And there's more to that story. You can, listeners can check out the book and you'll hear kind of the full, but it's one of those pieces where things are going to happen. And sometimes you can do every single thing, if you will, in your mind, correct. Like you can be like, I did that check. I did that check. I did that check. And it still may not work out the way you want it to. What do you do in those circumstances, right? I had a choice. I could have like rolled over and just said, you know what? Forget it. I'm done. Or I could like regroup. Again, it's so important who you surround yourself with. And we talk a lot about that in the book because those people can pour into you. I could have surrounded myself with people who had been like, that's not fair. You're right. Don't do it. Da, 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 da. Would that have helped me accomplish my goal? No, it just would have made me more frustrated. Or you surround yourself with people who are like, okay, you're right. That isn't fair. It isn't okay. However, you're a person who gets things done. You set out to do a goal. So go do it. Go make it happen, right? And so I always encourage people, who do you surround yourself with? And who do you go to when you're going through those challenges? Because it's so key. And just because you love your friend, you love your family, et cetera, they may not be the same person you go to when you're going through a business challenge, because they may not be in the business world to understand. And to, even though they love you and adore you, the advice they give you may not be what you need to hear in that moment.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They see the pain and the struggle, and really entrepreneurs know, like, this is what it looks like to succeed. And family that loves you is like, don't do that. I see you stressed out. I see bags under your eyes. One thing that you brought up, and I love when I can, you know, create analogies, because I think in sales or in a lot of businesses, it's the same. And you talked about, you had already got the result, but you're still working because you know all the things you need to do. You don't even know you've hit it yet. And I think that it's important for people to hear this, and I'd love to hear your take on it as well. Like, you should tie your value to your actions and your effort, right? Don't tie it to results. So often when I see people do that and they get aligned with, okay, here's what the action I know I need to take, and I'm going to set a goal on the action side and let the results take care of itself. More often than not, they do. And like, if you aim high and you've got big, lofty goals and you set an action plan on how you're going to get there and things you're going to do, if you do all the things, you should feel great about that. And then the result comes in and it's either what you expected, it's more than you expected or less, but really, like, you know, people are so results oriented nowadays that they lose sight of maybe all the traction and all the momentum and all the success that was the action they took. So what would you tell people too that, you know, might get too caught up on results and not enough focus on the things that they truly can't control?
Yeah, I love that you brought that up, because that was me. I'm such a results person that it's like, well, I did all the work. But the one thing we have to remember is there's a season for everything. Things take time. And so when you focus solely on the result, you're diminishing, again, all the growth, all the learning, all the activity that will result in what you're looking for. It just takes time. And so sometimes, you know, I'm really big on the activity, and even with our team, because I learned in the early days that I was all about the results. And so what I learned in that time was how important it is to help people realize that we want to focus on the activity. What are you doing to get the result? And as long as you do that activity, that's what we're going to celebrate. Hey, you did, you picked up a phone and called someone that you were nervous to call, or you shared the product with someone, whatever it is, we're going to celebrate those pieces. And one of the sayings I always teach people is, like, if you want to celebrate the harvest, and in this case, the harvest can be whatever you want it to be, you have to celebrate planting the seed. Because if you don't plant that seed in the beginning, if you don't take that step forward towards your goals and dreams, if you don't follow up, if you're in business or whatever those activities are, you aren't going to get a chance to celebrate the harvest. So let's just, you know, let the harvest take care of itself, and let's focus on celebrating the seed, the planting of the seed, the nurturing, the watering, and all that that's important in terms of creating that growth.
I love that so much. And for a lot of people, you know, in the real estate mortgage, like, you got to be planting seeds. These seeds might not sprout for a year and a half. So there's no real way to see, you know, the direct impact of your results. Of course, if you tracked it over years, you could. But as you were saying that, I literally remembered, I've been going down this Jim Rohn. I love Jim Rohn and all his old school stuff. And it was like his last interview he did. And he talked about planting the seeds. And you don't know if it's going to start growing and there's a weed that kills the plant. And I can't remember the exact analogy. I'll probably screw it up. But, you know, to your point, even in fertile soil, even in perfect conditions, like, there might be perfect conditions. You've planted the seed and one grows to 30% of its potential, another to 60, and you don't have control over it. So I think the message I want people to hear is, like, focus on actions, focus on things you can control, getting better every day. You said it, where there might be massive growth that isn't necessarily measured. When you look at results and you're like, I want to do 5 million in sales, or whatever the number is, whatever the result is that you're going towards, you might not hit it, but you might have grown into a better version of yourself that's going to double that goal the year after, or whatever the case may be. So I love this. I could pull on this thread all day.
Yeah, well, it's so important because we do get caught up in the results. As I said myself, I'm so like, get her done, get her done, get her done. I have to pull back a lot of times and evaluate and look like, okay, look at the growth that's happened from a personal standpoint. And how does it impact you in other ways? As you're talking about in terms of mortgages, yeah, you have to plant a lot of seeds. You have to network, you have to connect. And so it may not be that that particular person ends up being your client that first year, but maybe down the road, or maybe they lead you to someone who becomes your client, or maybe you have an incredible new friendship and you start doing cool things and you guys like cycling together. I don't know. And then you start doing that. Like, there's so many other things that when we pull back and we look at the bigger picture, because sometimes we're so focused in the result for our business, but what about the result in our life? What about just being able to network now because you've gone out to these events and you've made these new connections? Or what about now you're able to systematize your follow-up processes because you've gone out and connected with so many people and you've realized, hey, I need to have a system in place. Like, there's so many other things that when we pull it back, look at the bigger picture and start appreciating all those other little elements to it, it changes your perspective on it too.
Yeah, that one really hit different right there, where you talked about like, it might not result in your business, but it might be a result in your life. Like, and yeah, how important is that? Like, how is that measured? That's amazing. To wrap it up, I'd love to hear what's next for you. You've got the successful business that you're still running, I imagine. And then you've got, you know, the book that just came out. And I can tell you're passionate about helping others and coaching. And so what's next for Phoebe?
Yeah, well, the book is actually going to be a series of books. It starts from like, I'm not going to be an author, and like, here we are. And so planning a series, mostly because, you know, when I started to write the book and the vision for the book, I realized it's more than just this first one. It featured thriving entrepreneurs. But as I shared, it's really a book for any individual, anyone who's gone after a goal and felt bumps or resistance or challenges, the book's for you. And so when I started, then I was like, well, you know what? I want to do an athlete's version and then a couple's version. And so I started working on the second book. I also have a workbook that just came out in August too, that kind of accompanies the first book. And so just continuing to share this message, I truly believe the more people hear the saying never quit on a bad day and really grasp how powerful it is, there's going to be transformation in so many ways. And one of the things that I always get the most excited about is just the ripple effect, because, you know, it might be one person who reads the book or one person who listens to this podcast, but they're changed now. And when they go out now, they're going to impact a whole group of people, and those people are going to be impacted, and they're going to impact people. And so you may hear a story from one person that you've impacted, but really the ripple effect goes much further than that. And so I'm excited for people to hear the saying, never quit on a bad day, truly understand it. And then what will happen out of that is the exciting piece too.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Neverquitonabadday.com. Check out the website. We'll leave links down below. Something you just said, I felt myself almost getting emotional about it, because to your point of somebody who's gone through this journey and grown, helping somebody else, I heard something recently that you're the most qualified to help the former version of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so and true. As somebody who's 12 years clean, like, I'm qualified to reach out and talk to somebody who's struggling, somebody who's going through something, right? And you know, somebody picks up the book, they're struggling, they've got, you know, all this, you know, resistance, and they fight through it and succeed. They're the most qualified to help the next person. And so it does have a ripple effect. So the work you're doing, incredibly important. I love it. I'm looking forward to the book and many others to follow. Thanks again for joining me, Phoebe. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Matt. And thank you for all you're doing. Again, as I started off, I love the name of this podcast. It's powerful. And the stuff you're doing to inspire is it catches on, right? Inspiration is contagious. So thank you so much for the time today.
I love it. So I'm going to keep it up. Thanks, Phoebe.
This is Matt Gouget. Just wanted to give you a quick thank you for listening to the Get Better Every Day podcast. Hopefully you're inspired to go out there and get better every day. If you could, please do us a huge favor and leave a 5-star review if you found any value in this. Share it with your friends. Again, thanks for listening, and go out there and get better every day.